91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Alana Pickrell. Same-sex parents don't have to adopt their own kids under new Ontario law. The All Families Are Equal Act ensures that couples who use sperm donors or surrogates are legally recognized as parents. It passed the Ontario's legislature unanimously today. Monday City Council meeting in Belleville brought good news for the local YMCA. City Council gave its support to the Y to move ahead on plans to build a new building to replace the old three-story facility at 433 Victoria Avenue. President and CEO of the local Y branch, David Allen, says he estimates the total cost would be around $15 to $17 million. He says the new facility will pay for itself in the long run.
We would build a facility that's going to last another 50 years. We would build it with the understanding of today's environment or today's populations. What are the, accessibility is obviously a key one.
There's no word yet from the Y where the new building will be located. Mothers Against Drunk Driving says it isn't surprised by a recent spike in impaired driving cases. Provincial police say officers handed out 104 impaired driving charges across the province on its first weekend of its annual holiday ride program. There have also been three fatal crashes in less than a week involving suspect drunk drivers, including the death of a 6-year-old woman in London last Thursday, the death of a 29-year-old London woman whose infant son was also critically injured in a crash just west of Kitchener on Sunday, and the death of a 25-year-old man in a single car crash in Toronto last night. MAD spokesperson Sean Deschenes says it's a tragic reminder that impaired driving has always been dangerous and will remain so. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama disagrees with President-elect Donald Trump, who tweeted today that Americans who burn the American flag should spend a year in jail or lose their citizenship. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the freedom of speech is protected under the Constitution.
Many Americans, the vast majority of Americans, myself included, find the burning of the flag offensive. But we have a responsibility as a country to carefully protect our rights that are enshrined in the Constitution.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1989 that flag burning is protected by the First Amendment. CCMA award-winning duo Small Town Pistols returned to their hometown on the 8th of December at the Empire Theater. The duo hasn't played here since their former trio days with their father when they were known as the Wilkinsons. QNET News is hoping to speak to the Small Town Pistols to find if they are looking forward to their hometown show, what they have in store for their fans, and what it means to them to be back playing home after becoming so successful. City Council swore in 6 new firefighters last night, including 2 female members. To date, this is the first time in Belleville that Belleville has had female firefighters on their team. The federal government says a news conference will take place today at 4:30 p.m. in Ottawa in order to announce the fate of at least 2 major pipeline proposals. Prime Minister Trudeau will have more details shortly when the conference begins. Recruitment firm Hays Canada says nearly a third of oil and gas industry employees are expecting another tough year in 2017 after 65% of them were forced to cut staff this year. Vice President Jim Farron says Hays' annual survey found that 28% of energy sector employees expected to hire fewer people in 2017 than 2016, while 15% expect some growth and about half predict stability.
On the whole, people are generally they're still concerned, they're unsure, but they're less worried about having to take more negative action on their businesses next year as they have over the last couple of years. There's a lot of cost cutting that's been done, which I think means that companies can maintain the status quo for the next 12 to 24 months without having to make any more significant changes.
Hayes says employers fear an energy industry recovery will be far more difficult given the number of unemployed oil field workers leaving Alberta to find jobs in other provinces. Here's the Canadian Press Business Minute.
Toronto's stock market is down about 69 points at the midday mark on Wall Street. The Dow is up almost 15 points. That is as the U.S. economy is reported to have grown in the third quarter at the fastest pace it has in 2 years, with a revised report showing stronger consumer spending than first estimated. Also, U.S. home prices have fully recovered from their steep plunge during the housing bust and the Great Recession, according to a private measure, that is. Standard & Poor's National national home price index is slightly above the peak it set in July 2006 after raising 5.5% in September from a year earlier. Canada's Auditor General says the taxman is costing the government and citizens millions of dollars by taking too long to resolve income tax disputes. Oil is down slightly at $45 per barrel U.S., while the Canadian dollar continues to hover around 74 cents U.S. From the Canadian Press Business Desk, I'm Rob Westgate.
It's no surprise that whenever you download an app or make an online purchase, you have to submit personal information. But a new website is offering a way to partially protect your privacy. Karen Chase has more.
Tired of pop-up ads stalking you as you surf? Or are you done with Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook and want to digitally disappear? A new website called Deceit.me promises to help you erase your online tracks by deleting your digital footprint. When you sign in through Google, Deceit instantly shows you all your online accounts and leads you directly to their delete pages. And site organizers insist they're not phishing for your personal information. Since they use Google's OAuth protocol, they won't have access to any of your vital statistics. Karen Chase, ABC News.
The Italian woman, who is the world's oldest living person, has marked her 117th birthday by blowing out all the candles on her cake. Emma Morano received a greeting from Italy's president, read by an official, and a visit from two elderly nieces and her longtime physician this morning to mark the milestone birthday. She patiently responded to a series of questions from journalists and accepted some gifts, including cookies, before blowing out her candles. Here is a sound from the party as Loco Perfect read Monroe's birthday greeting from the Italian president.
Auguri di serenità e di buona salute. Auguri.
That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
The mall, it's all about me, Quinte Mall.
It's all about capturing special family memories with Santa at Quinte Mall. Visit with Santa until December 24th and receive a free 5x7 keepsake photo. One free photo per family. Visit QuinteMall.com for Santa's hours. Don't forget to pick up your Quinte Mall gift cards, the perfect gift for anyone on your holiday shopping list. Visit Santa until December 24th at Quinte Mall.
Oh, it's all about me, Quinte Mall.
I'm Alana Pickrell with QNET Sports. Turning to varsity sports, the basketball teams here at Loyalist play their final game of this term tomorrow night at George Brown in Toronto. Women's Lancer basketball team's current record is 1 win with 6 losses throughout this season, as where the men's basketball team record is 4 wins paired with 4 losses. Meanwhile, in volleyball, the women's team is holding a record of 5 wins and only 3 losses. The men's team is 1-7. Both volleyball teams will be playing Saturday at Seneca College. Dylan Strome is one of the 5 returning players invited to Canada's selection camp next month for the 2017 World Junior Hockey Championships. A total of 32 players are invited, and Hockey Canada will trim that list down to 22 players for the tournament, which begins on Boxing Day. Hockey Canada's Scott Selman says expectations need to be tempered considering the depth of the 10-team field.
There's been 7 different winners in 7 years that those 7 teams didn't medal the year before. What that tells me is that there's parity, and it's very, very difficult to win. And to me, I always thought there was 4 or 5 teams. There's probably 7 teams that could win this thing, and so that's a challenge.
Tonight, the Oilers will host the Maple Leafs in the one of the 12 NHL games. Oilers captain Connor McDavid leaves the lead with 29 points, and Toronto forward Mitch Marner is tied for the rookie scoring lead with 18 points. Last time, Toronto beat Edmonton with a score of 3-2 in overtime at the Air Canada Centre. The Oilers are coming off back-to-back losses in Arizona on the weekend. Tonight is the first of a 3-road game for Toronto as it begins a West Coast trip through Canada. The skies may have been dark in Ottawa today, but nothing could dampen the mood of football fans in the nation's capital as hundreds of people lined the parade route to cheer for the Grey Cup champions, the Red Blacks. Here's how it sounded. Send us your team or league scores. Email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is cloudy at 410 with temperature of 12 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Alana Pickerel, QNET News, news on 91 Next at 5.